This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. There is so much that makes no sense in America right now that I really don't know where to start. So here's the headline. COVID-19's pandemic could push tens of millions into chronic hunger. The story from the United Nations goes on to say the pandemic could push as many as 130 million people around the country into chronic hunger this year. Hunger. You know, we could fix that by growing more food for the world population. Growing more food requires water. But wait, we need to save the water for the endangered species. So I ask you, if the UN is projecting world famine for as many as 130 million people, who's really the endangered species? I would say it's the human species, as opposed to a bunch of fish and wildlife. It only makes common sense. But I'm sure we'll continue to blunder about protecting the sucker and the salmon and, of course, the spotted owl as our economy collapses and the world goes hungry. Talk about Nero fiddling while Rome burns. Then there's the hand-wringing over what we're going to do with our children come next month and the start of the school year. Some are advocating an all-online education, but come on, we all know that isn't going to work. I have teachers in my family, and they can tell you from experience during the end of the last school year that those actually going online and doing the required classes dwindled almost on a daily basis. Probably the dumbest idea I have heard is the proposal to send kids to school for 2 days and have 3 days of online learning. Why? I mean, if we're going to send our children back into the schools for 2 days a week, why on earth would we then keep them home for the next 3 days? COVID? I don't think so. If they're going to get infected, it will happen during those 2 days at school, and taking three more off simply makes no sense. And finally, as we head toward another shutdown of bars, restaurants, churches, movie theaters, barbers, and tattoo parlors, what is it exactly that we hope to accomplish? We saw what it did before, which is absolutely kill the economy, but that doesn't seem to matter. Somehow, those making these decisions, which I've pointed out before, are not suffering any economic impact whatsoever. After all, they continue to get paid, accumulate vacation pay, accumulate retirement income and more while they annihilate the economy. It simply makes no sense whatsoever. Somehow, they think that when they have us locked up in our homes for the next 90 to 120 days, when that's over, the sun will shine, the birds will fly, and everything will come up roses just as soon as they roll back the restrictions. Well, bad news, it doesn't seem to work that way. Finally, Black Lives Matter, and all the protests all over the country and the toppling of statues of every kind simply makes no sense whatsoever. What started off with a worthwhile cause has just been taken over by a bunch of hooligans that are intent on disrupting the way America works, and that is just wrong. Nope, there's some incredibly dumb things going on in America right now, and frankly, I don't see them getting any better anytime soon. Sorry about that. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.